From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has been meeting with U.S. officials in Washington today. Tomorrow, he'll meet with President Bush at the White House. Sharon is seeking U.S. support for his plan to withdraw Israeli troops and settlers from the Gaza Strip. He also plans to evacuate a handful of isolated settlements in the West Bank, but the Israeli leader says he intends to strengthen and expand the main West Bank settlements. And for the first time, he has listed the settlement blocks that he says would remain part of Israel forever. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on reaction to Sharon's latest comments from settlers and from Palestinian leaders.
Ariel Sharon proved true to his ideological moorings, and that pleased the mayor of Male Adumim, the largest of the five settlement blocks that Sharon says Israel will continue to develop. When the prime minister, the godfather to the Jewish settler movement, stated upon departing from Washington that the settlements would be a legal part of Israel, Mayor Benny Kashriel says his constituents were elated.
For us, the prime minister, the declaring, 2 hours, 3 hours before he's flying to the United States, for us it is a big and strong commitment.
The Palestinians say it is a commitment Sharon has no business making. They say allowing tens of thousands of settlers to remain in the occupied West Bank would not only violate international law, but would also violate the roadmap for peace that President Bush wants revived. The Jewish enclaves Sharon says he plans to maintain would effectively bisect the West Bank, rendering virtually impossible Palestinian plans for a future independent state that is contiguous and viable. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat accused Sharon of trying to exchange a pullout from Gaza for continued occupation in the West Bank.
So Mr. Sharon thinks that he can have a trade between the lands occupied in the Gaza Strip with land occupied in the West Bank. This is non-starter. And we urge President Bush on the eve of meeting Mr. Sharon not to reward the occupation, not to reward settlements, because doing so will mean torpedoing the peace process and torpedoing the roadmap.
Lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi says Sharon has gone to Washington in an effort to win what she calls U.S. complicity in acts of illegality and provocation. Ashrawi says Sharon is helped by the deteriorating situation in Iraq and the U.S. presidential race.
And Sharon is using this to blackmail the administration, to put pressure in order to get them to carry out strategic alterations on American policy and on American standing in the region.
Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa called Sharon's move a new kind of aggression. But on the streets of Ramallah, Palestinian citizens said there was nothing new about it. As for worries that Washington would accede to Sharon's plans, Palestinians such as vendor Hamdan Abdelmajid were adamant that the Americans were in no position to speak on their behalf.
I represent a right. Nobody can dictate or can force a solution on me or on the Palestinian people. The policies of Bush is what got him into trouble everywhere. He cannot dictate upon us a solution.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.